O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. If you would turn with me to Psalm 46, our first praise, Psalm 46, and we're singing verses 1 through to verse 7, and the tune is Stroud Water. Psalm 46, verses 1 through to verse 7, God is our refuge and our strength. In straits a present aid, therefore, although the earth remove, we will not be afraid. Psalm 46, verses 1 through to verse 7.
God is
If you would turn with me in the Word of God to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to read from verse 5 down to verse 14. Exodus 14, verse 5 down to verse 14.
Exodus 14, verse 5 down to verse 14.
And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea, besides Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. Well, for a few moments, I'd like us to consider those words in verse 13. Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Dear congregation, we read in Psalm 46, verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. And there, as we consider those words, it is a word for our nation at this present time, that this nation would be still and know that God is God. It is also a word for God's people. He is our refuge, and we sing in verse 1, God is our refuge. He's our very present help. We're also to be still. We're to look to him and consider that he is God. He is upon the throne. He is sovereign. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Now we have failed and sinned against him, and we need to seek his face for mercy. David cried out in Psalm 51, verse 1, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. He went to the Lord in prayer and he pleaded that the Lord would show mercy. And so must we. We have failed the Lord. We need to humbly seek the Lord in prayer. And we need to cry out for mercy. We think of mercy. It is the Lord's compassion. It is the Lord's pity to those in need. How we need the Lord's mercy, that we might know fatherly forgiveness, and that we might know help at this present time. Well, as we reflect upon the Lord's mercy, let us take comfort there is forgiveness with the Lord. But also let us remember, dear brothers and sisters, he will not forsake us. The apostle writing to the Hebrews wrote in chapter 13, verse 5 of Hebrews, Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He will not forsake. Though at times he seems at a distance, and as we see in the Song of Solomon, there are times when the Lord withdraws to a certain distance. However, he will never truly or totally forsake his people. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And that is of great comfort to us. In all our trials and in this present circumstance, the Lord will not forsake his people. His eyes are upon us. He views all at this present time. However, he particularly looks on his people with such a special care. In 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9 we read, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him." Whose heart is perfect or whole. Those who have been saved by grace and covered by the precious righteousness of Christ. Well, the Lord looks on them particularly. And he comes to their aid. We're here before us tonight when the children of Israel were in straits. Moses made plain that God was with his people and would help them. The people were in fear, hemmed in near to the Red Sea. Moses said unto them, "Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." These words have captivated the hearts of many, both old and young. I recall often thinking of the scene at the Red Sea when I was a child and considering these words. What words they are. What words they are for the people of God at this present time. The children of Israel had already known deliverance. However, they would know deliverance again here at the Red Sea. Now Pharaoh had let the people go. However, his heart was further hardened. And now the Egyptians pursued after the children of Israel. And we're told in verse 9 that they drew nigh. In verse 10 as well. They pursued and they had come nigh, as we note in verse 10. Well, this had a great effect on the children of Israel. We read this in verse 10. "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." There was panic. There was fear. They were so frightened. They were sore afraid. What would happen now? Well, Moses responds, "Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more for ever." Words of great comfort. Well, for the remainder of the time, I'd like us just to briefly consider this theme at this present time. Stand still. Stand still. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Their fears would be silenced on this day. Well, let's consider these things here this evening. First of all, then, stand still. How important it was for the children of Israel near the Red Sea, as Pharaoh and the Egyptians were on top of them, to stand still. And how important it is in our lives, and particularly at this time, that we would stand still. Consider again the background. The Red Sea was before them. The Egyptians were on top of them, and fear had grasped their souls. They were sore afraid. There was great fear, there's panic, and there's unbelief in the camp. And sadly, they began to murmur. Well, Moses says, "Fear not, stand still. At times we find ourselves in straits, in perplexing situations. We have many an enemy. There is Satan, who comes and fires his darts at us, and he sifts us so violently. He whispers in our ear, and one can become fearful. One can be looking to the Lord, but then Satan comes and whispers in the ear, and fear begins to fill the heart. As you look at the present situation, you may know fear in your heart because of those who are around you, who look down on you. Oh, we have many an enemy. Dear brothers and sisters, remember, there are many who hate us, many who would seek our harm. Oh, how we need to be so careful. There is Satan and many other enemies. We need to be on our guard. Considering again Satan, remember those words in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Be on your guard. Do not underestimate him. And be careful as you live in this world. Remember, there are those who will speak unkindly to you, those who will plot against you, where there are our enemies. And there's many other situations, many hurdles we face in our lives. And the hurdles come, and so many of the hurdles seem insurpassable to us. Remember the Red Sea. The Red Sea was before them. What was going to happen? Where was the way of escape? Are you facing a certain hurdle at this time? Something on the horizon? And it seems to you as something surely that is insurpassable. I remember when I was a little boy on holiday down in Devon. I played for a couple of hours on the beach. Well, on the edge of the beach, there was this little rock face. It was only 4 meters high, but it looked very high to me as a little boy. And I tried to climb the rock face, but I couldn't do it. I failed. I got up a foot or two and had to come back down. It was like a big hurdle. Is there a big hurdle before you? And you're thinking, how will I get over this? You're crying out, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to me at this present time? You think of the coronavirus, which is spreading so rapidly around the country. You may be thinking, what's going to happen to me? Think again, the children of Israel, they were hemmed in. And you may feel at times that you're hemmed in. It's not a pleasant feeling, is it, physically, to be hemmed in? A few weeks ago, I had to have a MRI scan, and I laid out on the bed, and they began to push me in, and I felt so claustrophobic, and I had to say, I need to get out of here. And so they had to move me out, and the only way I could go in was with a blindfold. I don't like being hemmed in. I suffer with claustrophobia. The hemmed in feeling. Well, in life at times we feel so hemmed in by trials and affliction, hemmed in by sickness, hemmed in sadly at times by sin. Where is the way of escape? In Psalm 116, verse 3, we read this, the sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell get hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. You see there, those sorrows. The sorrows of death compass me. The psalmist felt hemmed in. You recall on the beaches of Dunkirk, many British troops found themselves pinned down. The Germans had advanced and were on top of them. Oh, we can feel hemmed in our trials, in our situations. Many in the world can feel so cast down, hemmed in by problems, but think also of the Lord's people. And there can be that sinking feeling.
And one can have fear within. Psalm 69, verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. We think they're the psalmist, but we also think of the Lord Jesus Christ as we know in that psalm. He was sinking in his humiliation as he was suffering. I sink into deep mire. It's not a pleasant feeling, is it? To feel you're sinking and to know that fear is filling up in your heart. But the children of Israel, hemmed in, there seemed no way of escape. Fear took hold. But sadly also they began to murmur. Come with me to verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. They murmured, they complained. How soon they had forgotten God's wondrous deliverance on the night of the Passover. They were so looking forward to being delivered from Egypt, but so quickly now they're murmuring and complaining. We must be so careful, even at this present time. We need to avoid such things. We hear then the children of Israel. They were in fear. They were troubled. Remember the disciples in the upper room. They were fearful. The Lord was with them, but they were fearful. And the Lord saw it. And the Lord sees today. As the Lord is looking on you, dear child of God, does he see fear in your heart? You remember those words he said to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. They were stirred up, their hearts were agitated. There was that inward commotion. You know what it's like to feel sick? There's that inward commotion. Your stomach, your tummy, children, is stirred up. Think of the disciples. There was this inward commotion in their hearts. They were fearful. Are you fearful? You cast down. Well, Moses said to the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Stand still, fear ye not, stand still. Many would be for running. Many were thinking, let's go back, let's submit to Pharaoh. Stand still. Many were perplexed in their minds. Many were tossing over certain things in their minds. Stand still. And here's the word today. At this present time, as we consider the coronavirus which is sweeping through our nation, stand still. Here's a word for the people of God. Fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He will support. He will help all the days of your life. And you will know deliverance. Stand still. Stand still physically. There was much movement in the camp. People were going this way and that way. Stand still, says Moses. But also within, come with me to verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Your fears will be silenced. There'll be that stillness in your heart, that tranquility. Stand still. Ye shall hold your peace. Oh, that's where we long to be, isn't it? To know that stillness within, be still, my soul. We long to be still, for there to be that silence. One simply looking up to the Lord and resting in Him. Stand still, be silent before the Lord. Do not murmur or complain. Quiet yourselves. Stand still, Moses said. Consider again the Second World War. Many a soldier in the trenches had to be still. There were times when they were to move, but then they had to be still just before they went over the top. They had to stand still and await the order to go. And it wasn't easy. Many were fearful. Were they about to die? And it's not easy to stand still. Begin with myself. We can be so restless. There can be such commotion within. It's not easy, is it? But here we're told to stand still. And you see what Moses is seeking to do here is to cause the people to be still and look unto the Lord and rest in Him. And that's exactly what we need to do. Stand still, look to Him. Now consider here the faith of Moses. Oh, how strong he was at this time. How strong his faith was. How the Holy Spirit had so cultivated the grace of faith within. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. See the salvation of the Lord. Moses believed. He was mindful of what the Lord had just done on the night of the Passover. You recall, under the Lord's direction, they were to be in their houses. The blood would be on the doorposts. Then after midnight, deliverance came and they were brought out of Egypt. Moses remembered, and Moses was focusing on the Lord at this time. His faith was strong. He believed. Do you believe? God will deliver. He will deliver you from all your trials. He will support you in the trial. Some of our trials may last till we leave this world, but we will be supported and we will be delivered. See the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will deliver the children of Israel here, and the Lord will deliver you. Oh, admire Moses' faith here. In Hebrews 11, verse 29, we read this: by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. By faith. And Moses led the way. He went by way of example. By faith. Oh, just consider those who were truly converted amongst the children of Israel. Their faith was strengthened as they saw the Red Sea part, and a way was made for them. And they walked that way, and they came out on the other side. Oh, for our faith to be strengthened, even tonight. As we view the present situation and all the trials we face in our life, the Lord will make a way. He will, dear brothers and sisters. He will make a way, and one day we will be there. On the other side, we will be there at our desired haven, and we will rejoice at all the way my Saviour led me, and He delivered me from every trial. Focus on Him. Stand still. Look to the Lord by way of faith. That's what we need to do, isn't it? Focus on the Lord. And you know, when you find yourself being helped and you're focusing on the Lord, it's a blessing, isn't it? To look unto the Lord, to look unto Jesus, to rest in Him. One of the most precious descriptions of faith is found in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8. And we see there the church, the individual believer, leaning on the beloved? Are you leaning on the beloved today? Lean harder. Lean so hard on the Saviour. He will see you through. He's the captain in the storm. Therefore the boat will not sink. He will see us through. He will see us through to glory. Oh, lean on him. Lean on the Lord. I remember as a boy often leaning on my father or my grandfather. And I gladly leant on them. Will you gladly lean on Jesus this day? Stand still. Sit still. It's not easy. But oh, pause. Stand still and look up. Focus on the salvation of the Lord. Just pause and consider. Salvation is of the Lord. Consider the wonderful Redeemer, the wonderful Saviour. And what he has done for your soul, he came into this world in order to redeem, that you would know redemption, salvation. He went all the way to the cross and he hung there at Calvary, that you would know the deliverance from the bondage of sin, that you would know deliverance in your life. Oh, focus your eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's do it now. All of us, let's just look to the Lord and consider his salvation. Stand still. At times, we're not looking in the right direction. We're so perplexed. We are but men and women, boys and girls. We can be perplexed at times. Oh, to stand still and consider the Lord is going to help me. He will. He's promised to help. He will help you through his strengthening grace, and in his good time, he will deliver. Oh, how we need to pray, as we saw last Lord's Day. We need to pray for a strengthening. Remember those words of that certain man whose child was possessed with a dumb spirit. Mark 9, verse 24. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Just make that brief prayer today. And tomorrow, when you find yourself struggling, when doubts begin to arise in your heart, say to the Lord, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Help me, Lord. Stir my soul. Lift my spirit. Help my mind. I need to make that prayer. Help my mind. Cause me to focus on thee and thy word. Help me to swim by faith rather than wade through reason. Are you wading at the moment? You're trying to wade through reason. Stand still. And now swim by faith. Help thou my unbelief. Matthew Paul wrote, do not stagger with unbelief, but with quiet minds look up to God. You recall again what Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. Sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. The Redeemer there, Boaz, would not be in rest until he had found out, until he had finished the matter. And we can rest that our great Redeemer will be working for us to see us safe home to heaven. Oh, to sit still then. Sit still. Your Redeemer is at work. He's holding your hand. He's supporting you. We don't deserve it, but he is. He's making intercession. He has appeared in heaven again for us. He's there, rather, for us. Stand still and trust the Lord. In a moment, we're going to sing those words in Psalm 37, verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. The Hebrew, which is translated as rest, can also be translated as be silent. Be still. And you know, when we're resting in the Lord, we're focused and we're still. We're silent. Be still, my soul. Well, here Moses said to the people, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. See the salvation of the Lord, and we'll see it again and again. But oh, in closing, look to the Lord by way of faith. View him, one who is in heaven, who stands at your side. Be still. Are you struggling? Are you fearful? Are you perplexed? Are you concerned? Well, the Lord's people can face these things, but here's the word to us. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still, look to him, and let's look and consider what the Lord will do for us. What a blessing to be a Christian and to know that the Lord is for us in a wonderful way, and that he will come to our aid. We can sing, the Lord is my helper. What a blessing, the Lord is our helper. The one who made this universe. The one who supports you and me. Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. May our eye be focused on the Lord this day. May the Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen. Let us come then to the Lord in prayer. O gracious God, we come to thee and we pray that we might be helped to focus on thee, to be still and to consider that thou art God. O Lord, we would ask for the forgiveness of our sins. Do forgive us, we pray. We failed thee in word, thought and deed. Forgive us, O Lord, we beseech thee. Forgive us our sins as the people of God at this time, and have mercy on this nation. O Lord, our God, at times we know what it is to be fearful and perplexed. Help us to again listen to those words, fear ye not, stand still. May our faith be exercised, O Lord, we beseech thee, at this very time. Help us to so focus our eye on thee. Help us to be believing. We would say with that one of old, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Help us, O Lord. We would rest in thee. Meet the needs of all thy people. Those listening in, be with them, we pray. Bless the dear little fellowship here. Undertake, O Lord, though we meet in our separate homes, be with us, O Lord. Use us for thy glory, we pray. Be with those in need, those who are frail amongst us. We pray for also for the children and young people. Be with them. We pray also for those working in the NHS. Keep them safe, we pray. O Lord, hear us then. We pray for our family and friends at this time. Bless thy word to us, O Lord, we beseech thee. Cover that which is amiss in preaching, and help us, O Lord, help us to rest in thee, help us to look to thee at this time. Help us in practical ways as well. Bless the dear congregation, bless pastor and people. O, hear us, we pray for this locality. May they seek thy face. We come to thee, we do pause to thank thee. We thank thee for the homes we live in, the food we have eaten. We thank thee for these things. We thank thee for an open Bible before us. We give thee praise. We thank thee for thy grace, thy love, and thy mercy. We thank thee for our beloved Redeemer, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. All glory be to thee.
forgive us our sins, and help us to lean on Jesus, and may we have a closer walk with thee at this time. Forgive us if we've been at a distance ourselves. Bring us closer to thee. Thine be the glory, for Christ's sake. Amen.
At this point, those who are listening into the sermon from the congregation, if you would turn to your points for prayer and spend some time in prayer. Afterwards, we'll continue on with the final psalm, which will be announced next. Thank you, and the Lord be with you all. Be assured of my love and prayers. Psalm 37.
Set thy trust upon the Lord, and be thou doing good, and serve him that shalt dwell, and verily have food. Delight thyself in God, give him thy heart's desire to thee, thy way to God commit, his trust in which trust shall be.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.